Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We've had a pretty jam-packed day today. We talked a little bit about General Milley and the reports coming out about that new book called Peril. We talked about Joe Biden messing up the name of the Prime Minister of Australia. I believe he called him that fellow from down under.
That fella down under.
That fella down under. And actually, Joe Biden's speaking right now at the White House, and I guess he's talking about leveling off this economy or something on along those lines. Let's take a little bit of Joe and see where we go here. This is your president, Joe Biden.
And some of the same governors attacking me are in states with the strictest vaccine mandates for children attending school in the entire country. For example, in Mississippi, children are required to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis B, polio, tetanus.
I have to make a point here. This is the guy who ran on bringing the country together. I know I say that a lot, but do you notice how every time he's on TV, he's never talking about what's happening in Afghanistan. God forbid he answer a question on that.
No, that's done. We did that. Woo, winners.
He's never talking about inflation because that's just transitory. And by the way, it's called overheating. He's never talking about anything except governors that he doesn't like or Donald Trump. And this is the guy who's supposed to be, you know, working both sides of the aisle, bringing people together. He's so pathetic. And I don't know how the mainstream media can even pretend to take him seriously when he goes on these pathetic teleprompter rants, coughs his way through them, doesn't remember anybody's name, doesn't remember where he is, talks about how evil Ron DeSantis is, doesn't talk about the Taliban, doesn't talk about the beheadings in Afghanistan. And then he's going to sit up here and he's going to get shooed away by his whoever his handlers are. And he's not going to take any questions. It's the same thing. It's like Groundhog Day over and over and over again. And it gets really, really frustrating. And I never thought they would really let him get away with just moving on from Afghanistan. But now he's back out there telling us about the science and the masks and the vaccines. And it's just, it's so weak. His poll numbers are plunging. All right, let's go back to Joe Biden.
Ability to drive up prices because they face so little competition. As we work to build healthier competition in our economy and crack down on bad actors, the American Rescue Plan, which we passed in March, is still working to give hardworking Americans, hardworking people, some relief. One of the best examples of that relief is the expansion of the child tax credit, which in effect is essentially a historic tax cut for families with children. Just yesterday, 39 million working moms and dads got their direct payment. That money is going to help cover groceries, the mortgage, new pairs of shoes, all the things that kids need. It's a tax cut for working families.
Tax cut.
So we're working to provide as much relief as we can right now to American families. But here's the truth. Yes, the pandemic has caused a lot of economic problems in the country. But the fact is our economy faced challenges long before this pandemic struck.
Oh, the working old Trump's fault.
We're struggling to make it long before the pandemic arrived. Big corporations and the very wealthy were doing very well before the pandemic. That's why I've said starting back in my campaign for president that it's not enough to just build back. We have to build back better than before.
Right.
And that's how it all begins.
Big corporations and the super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. It's long overdue. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist. If you can make a million or $1 billion, that's great. God bless you. All I'm asking is you pay your fair share.
How much is Punter going to pay on those paintings?
He's going to whisper soon. Just he's like leaning over that microphone.
But that isn't happening now.
No.
Today in this country right now, the top 1%, for example, evade an estimated $160 billion in taxes that they owe each year. Not new taxes, taxes that they owe. And the way it works is this.
Tell us.
If you're a typical American, like I suspect most of the press people sitting in front of me here,
you
pay your taxes.
Wait, pause. Why? First of all, wrong. You are talking to beautiful, woke liberals. The typical regular folks like me are not in front of you at the press corps, Mr. President. I think you owe everyone there, Peter Alexander, Caitlin Collins, Yamiche Alcindor, you owe them a major apology. Right now you call them typical Americans. They're heroes. They are godlike figures for us regular folks. You take that back, Joe. Uh-oh. Looks like he's getting ready to whisper. Let's go back to the tape.
They're cheating. That's how many of the top 1% get away with paying virtually nothing. It's estimated by serious economists that that number is about $160 billion collectively owed each year that doesn't get paid.
Mm.
It's not an even playing field. My plan would help solve that. For example, it would give the IRS the resources it needs to keep up with the lawyers and accountants and the super wealthy. It would ask just for two pieces of information from the banks of these folks. That amounts, the amounts that come into their bank accounts and what amounts go out of their bank accounts.
Hold on. Put the coughing aside for a second. I made a remark yesterday that people seem to like, where I said that Joe Biden is like a Ken doll. You know, he has all these different jobs, different outfits he puts on. Sometimes he's Locomotive Joe, otherwise known as Joey Baby Amtrak Joe. And maybe that comes with another Ken doll that is Angelo that comes with that Barbie. Another one he is football player Joe and coal mine Joe. Now we have banker Joe. All we need is to get a couple of your routing numbers and imagine giving over your banking information to this guy.
I'm pretty sure I've been taught about internet scams that do that to avoid. Thank you.
Yeah, if Hunter Biden calls you up, guys, and asks you for a few numbers and says, hey, listen, this is your bank. I just need to change a couple things. Don't give it to him. Or be ready that you're investing in one of his latest art pieces. All right, let's go to Joe again.
Mind you, these are the same folks who just 4 years ago passed the Trump tax cut, totaling almost $2 trillion in tax cuts. A giant giveaway to the largest corporations in the top 1%. And listen to this. Almost none of that $2 trillion tax cut was paid for. It just ballooned the federal deficit. In fact, the unpaid bills racked up by the last administration are projected to increase the national debt by more than $8 trillion over time. What I'm proposing is totally different from that approach for three reasons. First, my plan is paid for.
Oh!
It's fiscally responsible.
Lovely.
Because our investments are paid for by making sure that corporations, wealthy Americans pay their fair share. Second, we're not going
to... I'm sorry. I know. It's hard for me to give the mic over to Joe. Is this going to affect, I don't know, Barack Obama? Or Jill Biden or Hunter Biden or any of the beautiful, famous, wealthy, liberal elites, will they be paying their fair share? Why do I feel like, even though he's talking about billionaires, that it's going to be more of the regular, typical Americans that he talks so much about who are going to be paying the price here? Is Bernie Sanders, here's the real question. Does Bernie Sanders have to worry, Mr. President? Because he's a millionaire and he's got three homes and he takes private planes. And I just want to know if I have to call him up, because he's not going to be happy about this. Joe Biden should have come out. I saw a meme, and I think this would have been nice. Instead of coming out and rambling and looking glassy-eyed into this teleprompter, he really has almost a confused look on his face, like Chris Cuomo during a monologue. Like, he's surprised, too. This is news to him. He's learning about this Build Back Bagel Better plan. He's learning about it in real time as it scrolls through his teleprompter. And let me give you a spoiler alert. He's not going to take any questions if I had to guess. But I love this. And I love how he's reminding everyone about the Trump tax cuts. I don't think that's having the effect you think it is, Joe. But what he should have done, rather than come out and talk about this Build Back Better bagel plan and tell us how, you know, you're going to pay.
Build Back Better.
You're going to pay your fair share. Ugh. What he should have done is he should have just come out in a strapless white gown that says tax the rich right across the butt. And I think that would have had a more dramatic impact. And the other side of that is he wouldn't have had to speak, which is always a win in his column. Jared, I hate to say this, but I think we're going to have to take more of this on the after the break. Because he does not look good.
He's been out there too long, and he's frustrated that he still has to be there, so he's getting old man angry.
Oh, he's turning into Mr. Magoo before our very eyes.
He's not yelling, but
he's getting close. You know what's always a telltale sign? I don't know if it's on purpose, but when he does that thing where he touches his face.
Yeah, the three nose thing.
Yeah, he starts rubbing his face with his index finger. I feel like that's a little sign to all of the handlers, like, I'm running out of steam here.
Take the ice cream out of the freezer now so it's soft by the time he gets there.
Exactly. 844-500-4242. We will take your calls when we get back, and we'll play a little bit more of Joe. I mean, there's so many things I can't take this guy seriously on, but a man who has millions of dollars, whose son has millions of dollars, who has been notoriously stingy in the past with both taxes and charitable givings, lecturing all of us folks about paying our fair share. Ooh, gag me with a spoon. That's how it makes me feel. And I just want to say that I don't think that even Barack Obama said folks as much as Joe Biden does. I think he leans on it even more than Barack, which is pretty impressive. Jared, last week we talked about this, how he microwaved fish cakes, but he just asked me, he said, you know, can we stop throwing me under the bus for that? Because we bring it up every day. And with that said, I think we should talk about it one more time, because I didn't agree. So let's talk about it
one
more
time. You got to do the time.
You got to do the time. Howie microwaves everything in sight. He particularly likes microwaving things that smell really bad. And in the office, he gets a lot of complaints, including from the mailroom manager. But because of the thunderstorm, the Eden Pure thunderstorm, we don't complain as much. We still razz him a little bit for the first few minutes. And then we all forget, because you turn this machine on, Jared, it's like magic.
Yes, what it does is, and you really do, just you plug it into a wall outlet, you turn it on, and it starts ionizing the air around you, which creates a super oxygen, which that is the clean air. It doesn't just cover up the smell of hypothetically fish cakes in the microwave. It actually eliminates odors. It eliminates allergens, pollutants, some viruses, nasty stuff that you don't want in the air.
Yes, and you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. That means you'll get 3 units for under $200, and you're also saving $200. And especially now that, folks, Joe Biden is going to be taxing everybody, because he wants everyone to pay their fair share. Now's the time where you want to save money. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. I'm also going to hold this up for the Rumble so you guys can see that this is a small device, but it is very powerful. It works in minutes. And when people buy just one, they always end up going back for more. So if you are going to try it, I highly recommend hopping on it now when you can get the 3-pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and use code word GRACE3. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about Biden's historic and heroic middle class tax cut. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Well, I was wrong, and when I'm wrong, I will admit it. I thought Joe wouldn't take any questions, but we have audio, don't we, Jared? Let's listen.
We can make the investments that we know are long overdue in this nation. That's exactly what my bipartisan infrastructure plan does. I should say our bipartisan infrastructure plan does. Investments in roads, bridges, highways, clean water in every home and every school, universal broadband, quality, affordable places for families to live. And we can invest in our people, giving our families a little help with their toughest expenses, like daycare, childcare, elder care, prescription drugs, health care, preparing the young people to compete against any country in the world with preschool and community college. We can confront this crisis of extreme weather and climate change. Not only protect our communities, but create new opportunities.
All right, get to the questions.
New industries and new jobs. Thank you very much, and God bless you all. May God protect our troops. Thank you.
Mr. President, what kind of impact does it have when celebrities like Nicki Minaj share dubious claims?
Oh, what was the sound of that? Was that the sound of his shoes walking out of the room? He didn't take any questions. You don't say. Huh. Weird. Sue, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sue.
Oh, hey, Grace. Thanks. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm just calling because you were talking about the government wanting to get into your accounts, your bank accounts.
Yes.
I received the other day an email from my credit union to say that the government is looking to, they want to know any deposits into your account over $600. So that's what's coming.
Well, be very careful, Sue. Whenever you get emails about anything regarding your bank, I would be very careful. But there is a fact here that I would like to share, because this caught my ear when I was listening to Joe Biden. He said he's leaning into the wealthy, paying their fair share of taxes. Today, the top 1% evade an estimated $160 billion. So that's the new... that's the new line of thinking, is that we'll tell people how much they evade in paying. And I just want to give people a little bit of perspective, because all this talk about the billionaires, they're not paying their fair share, it's not giving you enough context. And so I'm going to give it to you right now. According to taxfoundation.org, the top 1%, that 1% that Joe Biden hates, that he detests, well, they paid a greater share of individual income taxes, being 40.1%, than the bottom 90% combined. The top 1% of taxpayers paid a 25.4% average individual income tax rate, which is more than 7 times higher than the taxpayers in the bottom 50%. And far be it from me to pretend to be a finance expert or an expert on the economy, but there is the old bar tab theory, you know, that eventually the person who's paying the bar tab for the entire bar gets tired and decides to leave and go to a different bar because they don't want to pay that anymore. And a lot of people are pointing out now, which I'm impressed by on social media, they're saying this guy has messed up everything he's touched. If he just left everything alone, things would be going pretty well. But he's like Leroy Jenkins. He can't help himself. He gets right into the foreign policy. He gets right into ruining the border. He gets right into messing up COVID. And now he hasn't had enough yet. He wants more. He wants to involve himself in taxes. I can't think of a worse idea. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Let me highlight just a few provisions of my plan. I know this is long and I apologize, but it's important, I think. My plan lowers the cost of daycare and childcare and elder care for families. And the added benefit of paid productively in the economy.
Can I add in something here? Enough with the apologizing. You know, when I was younger, if I would apologize too much, my mom used to say to me, stop saying that. You know, it makes you sound weak. It makes you sound like you have no idea what you're doing. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Everything, he prefaces everything with, I'm going to apologize for this. That's okay. According to the experts, the serious people, you are the leader of the free world. So stop apologizing and just say what you're going to say. Get the coughs out and go on with the damn thing. And what does he have to say? Well, he has to say that we have to pay our fair share. And my question is, does that include Barack Obama and Hunter Biden? And all of these fabulously wealthy, sophisticated party people? Or is it just me? Because guess what? All these millionaires they talk about. Yeah. Do you have a mirror nearby? Because it might just be you. This guy is so full of crap. And he doesn't take any questions because he's a coward. And he hasn't messed enough things up. He's addicted to the chaos. So now he's going to involve himself in taxes and getting people to pay more money. Because, right, what a great time to do that, you know? Inflation sky high. People won't go back to work. So let's just keep offering up more free money and then taxing the people who are working. What could possibly go wrong?
We're going to continue with an economy where the overwhelming share of the benefits go to big corporations and the very wealthy.
Ugh. Tony, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, Grace? I love your show.
Thank you.
Ah, well, I've got something that I haven't really heard people talk about, and I listen a lot, but the Biden with his mess-ups, his very first bill was probably the biggest mess-up in the world. Not only with the oil, killing the oil line, not only did he kill jobs, but he hurt the green, they're go green, go green. Now who's producing the oil?
Right.
Who's getting it? Russia. You think Russia cares about clean energy?
Yeah, and that was a very frustrating thing. He killed the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office. With the swipe of a pen, he, you know, killed probably 40,000, I think it was, good paying, as he always talks about, good paying jobs. And like Tony just pointed out, these other places, they're not worried about the cow flatulence or the temperature of the earth. They're just worried about making money. And as Joe Biden would say, God bless him. God love you. Because a lot of people operate like that. But this is the most frustrating part. And Tony just hit the nail on the head. Joe Biden doesn't care. He's not tough enough to do anything to other countries that are going to do exactly what he killed here. They're fine. Russia can do whatever they want. They can produce as much oil, pipelines, the works. He just wants to kill the jobs here for the regular people, for the typical Americans, for the folks. Those are the people where he's interested in just killing jobs. And you're right, Tony, that was a dumb, dumb thing he did. And that was when I first was like, oh, okay, so he really wants to reverse everything Trump did. Because the part of this that I have been wondering over the past couple months is why he felt this was so necessary. It's clear. If you take away the outrage that we got during the Trump administration, and there was so much fake outrage, clutching of the pearls, when you really looked at Trump's actions, which is what Greg Gutfeld always used to say, like separate the guy from his actions, separate the tweets from the actions. A lot of things Trump did lead to success. Just, you know, it's hard to argue that his economy was one of the greatest ones recorded, at least by economists. I don't know if they were serious economists like Joe Biden deals with, but in history. And so I always thought, if Joe had just kept things the same, the media would have found a way to spin it to make it seem like he was responsible for it. You know what I mean? If he had just left the Middle East alone, if he had just kept the Keystone Pipeline, they would have bent over backwards to say, yeah, but the difference now is that when Joe Biden does it, it's he really cares. And him and Jill Biden nuzzle into each other's ears and PDA's back at the White House, so it makes it better. And when I look at those two, that would have been frustrating to see them celebrate the same things that they decried under Trump. But at least the country would be in a better position. I wouldn't have cared as much. I would have let him take the credit for 4 years rather than this disaster that we are currently watching unfold. Let's go to Allison. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Allison.
Hi, Grace. Thanks so much for taking my call. I have a quick suggestion to any reporter who wants President Biden to answer a question when he's at the podium like that. All you have to do is yell out, Mr. President, are you allowed to take any questions today? And I bet you he'll take one.
That is a very good idea, Allison. Usually when people call up with suggestions, I'm not too keen on some of them, but I think that's a good one. I think that would, because we know he's got that tough guy, I'll take you behind the shed mentality, you know? I'll challenge you to a push-up contest. He's always got that little glimmer in his eyes where he wants to take the questions, because I know when he goes back there, I just know this, that his handlers, his instructors, his bosses, that they, when he does take questions, that they read him the riot act, that they say, we told you, you took questions when we specifically instructed you not to. But when Joe gets out there and he's traveling in his time, in his mind, and he doesn't know where he is, something comes over him where he says, damn it, I'm president of the United States. I can take questions. Why not? And that's when he gets himself into trouble. So I think Allison's right on the money. You say, Mr. President, did your instructors tell you if you could take a question today? Nobody tells me what I can do. Corn pop. And then he's going to start taking questions. And that's, yeah, I think that works.
I think it's a great idea. Go one step further. Just shout it out in the middle of his teleprompter speech. Totally throw him off.
Oh, but they wouldn't like that. That's so, that goes against the decorum, Jared. That was okay when Trump was president.
I hate to smash norms or whatever.
We're all about the norms, okay? Or you could always just throw out, Mr. President, I have an ice cream right here. If you answer this question, you'll get the ice cream, you know? Sometimes you just got to go basic. Give him a little treat, the carrot and the stick. Let's go to Sheila. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hi, Grace. Loved your show.
Thank you.
I have two things that I've been looking for. The first one is the line for free stuff. I want to know where that line is, where I can get free money, where I can get free apartments, where I can get free transportation, and I can't find it. I can't find anything free. And I wonder if it's because, well, I worked all my life here, maybe, but first of all, my daughter and I were talking about where do you line up to get the free stuff?
Well, Sheila, you remind me right now of my mom, because one time Howie had said, well, Grace, you have, because I'm from a big Irish family in South Boston, he thought I had a lot of family, you know, in government hacks, in other words. And I told my mom that, and she said, tell Howie we wish. We have a lot of private sector people. We're getting screwed. You know, it's the same thing. I think of that all the time. All of these, he rattles off all of these things, you know, free this, free that, free community college, free pre-K, so we can teach your kids how racist and horrible this country is before they can even read. Rattling all this off, most Americans should be thinking to themselves, who's paying for all of this? It's the most basic, simple expression or quote you could ever go to. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's a reason people always quote that, because it's true. And Joe's trying to convince you that you can get all this free stuff and a side of pudding, and it's not going to cost anybody. Sheila, I am going to hold you there because I got to get to these other calls. Thank you, though, for calling in. Nick, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, Grace. Give me about 28 seconds. I'll be out of here. And thank you for taking my call. You know, it's the old in one pocket, out the other. Big tax cut. Well, I was just looking at the Democrats, some of them upset at his enormous inheritance tax hike, right? They don't think it can make it through the plan, or really. So you're going to get a tax cut, and then you'll get a tax beheading when you drop dead. Same thing with capital gains. That was in the Obamacare, by the way, as well as stock dividends taxing that was going to go through the roof, which is going to cripple the stock market. But thank God for Trump when he came investments, in general. Thank God for Trump, his tax law reduced those an insane 40-50% capital gains. Same thing with stock dividends. Okay, so in one pocket, out the other. Like you said, there's no free lunch. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Great call. And another part of his speech, which my dad just texted me, because especially with stuff with the economy, it drives my dad crazy when Joe Biden lies. My dad just texted me and said, best part of his speech might have been when he claimed even before the pandemic, the U.S. economy wasn't that great, which is an outright lie. Yeah, you can't even argue with that. And there he is, though. There he is trying to. Joe, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Thank you.
You know, seeing what the Democrats have done to this country and the war they've waged on the American people, I don't think President Trump's tweets were mean enough. I think he should have went some steps further because, I mean, they have to be updated because they've far exceeded his mean tweets.
Absolutely. I long for the days of mean tweets. I miss it. I used to love his tweets. And you know what the truth is you're told this from when you're a little kid. Actions speak louder than words. And we had an entire nation of spoiled brats who pretended that they were so offended by all of the stupid things he used to tweet, like all these country club women. Oh, it's just so awful. I can't vote for him. It just makes me too upset. Did you see what he tweeted yesterday? It's like, cut the crap. All right, you all have HBO. I know what you watch. You're not that offended by anything he says. You enjoy the tax cuts. You enjoy the economy. You enjoy the safety. The safety was nice. Peace in the Middle East. And unfortunately, people got so caught up in the outrage, the faux outrage, that they allowed that to affect who they voted for. And look what we have now. We have disasters everywhere you look. I saw a drone picture of all these illegal immigrants, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It's hundreds of people underneath a bridge, and it's going viral because this is Joe Biden's America. There's not one thing this guy goes to that ends up being a success. He reverses all of Trump's decisions. And the one decision he decides that he can't change is Afghanistan. He's got to withdraw from Afghanistan. And look where that got us. Jim, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Grace, how are you? Hey, you're familiar with the talking heads on the news and stuff going around saying that if we're not vaccinated, then we should not have access to hospital care any further, and they should just let us out there to die.
Yes.
I kind of figured out that, if a young couple or somebody accidentally gets pregnant, how about they don't have any right to have abortion services anymore because they were smart enough to know what could happen?
Well, and that's not the only argument, Jim. That is a good one. But we've been talking about how, what about people who are overweight? And I'm not saying it to be mean. I know that nobody likes to talk about that. What about people who smoke? What about people who drink? There's a lot of free choices you make in society that might not lead to the most healthy lifestyle. But hospitals aren't allowed to turn people away because of that. They can't even turn people away if they don't have insurance. Now they're going to start turning away people who do have insurance because they didn't get vaccinated. It's all so absurd. Thank you for the call. When we get back, we're going to be talking to Howard Lawrence Carr, so don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's your favorite Joe Biden description? That fella down under, the guy who runs that outfit, or the senator who was a Mormon?
When I started the day, it was the fella from Down Under because I thought it's new, it's fresh, and it's a little fun. But now that I've heard them all day, I really like the senator who's a Mormon.
I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon.
It sounds like a Bob Dylan song, you know, or an old country song, Howie, and I really like the sound of it. So I'm going to vote for that. Howard?
How about Labor Secretary Walsh Marty?
Well, that was a proper name.
You can
name,
only
though.
Pick from the three that are on the list, sir.
We were going with the not proper names.
There's so many, though. There's so many. We got to set up a website or a page on the Howie Carr Show, you know, where we can just like store these every day as they come in. I mean, it would take some work to put it together to collate them out, but you could just add new stuff every day.
Would you care to vote?
I'll vote for The Mormon.
The Mormon. Okay. What are the results, Jared?
All right. In the lead, we got the guy who runs that outfit at 44%.
Wow.
The senator who was a Mormon at 31%, and only 25% for that fella down under.
I like that one because then you can say Quaggy, which I thought you were going to say before we even started this, but you held off.
How about what he called? He doesn't get enough grief about calling Blinken the foreign minister, which I've never heard. I never heard anyone call the Secretary of State the foreign minister before.
Well, Joe's a unique kind of guy. There's a lot of things that we've never heard and never seen that we're seeing now. Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Howie, what do you have planned for your show today?
I think we'll be doing some Biden stuff and also some thoroughly modern Millie stuff. I've been doing some research into his gridiron career at Belmont Hill School. I'm not gonna give away. It took me a while to find out, but I know the record when he was on the same team with the star linebacker, Dr. Rachel Levine.
So you contacted the high school?
I did.
And you got a response?
I did.
This is so strange. I mean, you've sent a lot of emails. Oh, remember the time you asked me? We were doing police blotter facts. It was one of my first times doing it. And there was a story about someone being killed, I think at like a Burger King or something.
Yeah.
And Howie had said to me, did you call up the police station in the town and ask what he had ordered at the Burger King? And I said, no, Howie, I did not do that because that's insane. But you make a lot of calls like that.
I do.
You want the details.
It's what Tom Wolfe used to call status details.
And you got them.
I got this one. It was a nice kicker for the column because it was exactly the record that I had anticipated. The thoroughly modern Millie and Dr. Rachel Levine would have in their roles as starting linemen for the team that has no nickname. I call them the personal pronouns.
All right, don't go anywhere. He's got tons more. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Since the pandemic began,